Welcome to St. Augustine this evening, the Mike Davis Show. I am here with our amazing, stunning producer, Amanda.
Hi.
And she is going to carry this show as she always does.
What?
She only just has to carry one person today. Tomorrow she'll be carrying me and Davey.
Something like that.
Something like that. Something like that.
Yep.
So we got a great show.
Yep.
All kinds of amazing things. We got five questions at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. We might even throw in a sixth one because we came up with some pretty good ones.
It's show prep.
Amazing. Hours and hours or minutes and seconds of show prep. Barbara Jean, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
I hope you had a good weekend, Barbara Jean.
Good evening.
All right. So let's do a couple of ads, make a little bit of money, and then do some announcements, and then we'll work our way through all of this fun stuff. Abair Kresge & Associates, they're a full-service local CPA firm with a team of skilled professionals dedicated to providing top levels of service in the areas of tax compliance, planning for businesses, individuals, estates, and trusts. They also do audits, reviews, and other accounting services. If you need a business valuation, forensic analysis, or litigation support, you can call Bill and Ken at 904-460-0747. Or you can also go online and check them out at abairkresge.com. They are recovering from tax season, which was last Monday.
Yes.
So be patient with them.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind. You don't need to rewind anymore.
Be kind still and be bring kind. Your receipts to your accountant.
Always. Opening their doors in 2008, Brightway Insurance, the Casey Agency, has proudly stood by their customers through hurricanes, major floods, hail, and fires. Through these events, the agency has become a much-needed insurance resource in times of trouble and hardship. Honesty and integrity are the pillars of our core values, says owner Ashley Casey. We pride ourselves on being insurance experts while developing strategies that help our clients meet their insurance needs. They truly enjoy the relationships that they have forged with you, St. Augustine, so give them a call for all your insurance needs. Brightway Insurance, the Casey Agency. And we also have Bozard, Ford, and Lincoln in St. Augustine. Their goal is to make sure your time and experience buying a car is stress-free, fun, and enjoyable. Bozard is a family-owned Ford dealership that has been in business since 1949. Bozard Ford has been the recipient of numerous dealer awards, including being ranked number one automotive dealership in the nation by Dealer Raider. Bozard Ford has also won back-to-back President's Awards, which is the highest honor given by Ford Motor Company. Check them out today online at Bozard Ford or head down there and have a Jiffy Burger.
And A to Z, roofing and waterproofing, they offer free estimates. They've been serving St. John's County for over 20 years. A to Z offers painted metal roofs for saltwater area homes with warranties up to 25 years. And they offer shingle roofs with warranties up to 50 years. A to Z also installs tile roofing, cedar, shake, shingles, designer roofing, and flat roof coverings. You can go to their website, A2Z Roofing and Waterproofing.com, or you can call Chuck, their owner, 904-669-8037. They're a great company. They'll do an amazing job for you, so give them a call if you've got stuff. All right, our Bozard Ford community update.
Yes.
The city of St. Augustine, this one's important. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the city host the Back Bay Flooding Workshop. It will be held this Wednesday, the 24th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Are we learning how to flood the Back Bay?
Well, no. It's at the Willie Gallimore Center, right? So if you want to go, they hold these twice off of Riberia Street, at the very end of Riberia Street. Mm-hmm. And I think I might go. I'm very interested in going to the event. So I might have to go after we're all done here. I basically think they could have saved a lot of money and just hired a couple of good old boys to give you this report.
Yeah.
If you're somewhere that's low and your house is low and it rains and there's a storm and a high tide, you're going to flood.
It's going to flood.
And that's all they needed to do. And then they could just do flood on some part of the map and non-flood on other parts of the map. Mm-hmm. And then we're good. We know what we got to do.
Somebody with a computer and a map.
Yes.
And you just give them flood. Your address.
Yes.
And did they you give flood? You a sticker.
If you flooded, call the Back Bay Survey because we'll just put a big old F, flood, right on your house.
Aww.
It also stands for something else when the storm's coming, but we ain't going to tell you that.
Because you flunked. That's what that means.
So that was, we'll talk about that. We'll announce that the next 2 days. Okay. I'm going to probably try to swing down there and just see what the The latest on the Back Bay report is I got one on the Planning and Zoning Board a while back, but I'm kind of curious. So,
all right.
Also, the Blueberry Festival is in Boswick on Saturday.
Awesome.
The Cabbage, Potato, and Bacon Festival in Hastings, Florida is Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome.
They'll be crowning a Miss Potato Queen pageant. Are you in that?
No.
You're not going to be the Spud Potato Queen?
I will not be.
All right.
I would be a Mrs.
They're also,
they have those pageants.
They're also having the Great Hastings Mow Down Lawn Mower Races. God, that just sounds fun.
The Great Hastings Mow Down
Lawn Mower Races. Yes.
Is this like Hot Rod meets Lawnmower?
Oh, man, I'm excited about that. I got to tell you, I'm very, very excited. And there's recipes in here, which I am going to take this home at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some pretty good...
What are you going to have? Glazed cabbage, English smashed potatoes?
I would eat glazed cabbage.
Sour cabbage.
I told you you had me at cabbage. They had. Yeah. They didn't have to throw the potatoes. No, I love potatoes and bacon, so I was very happy about that. Very, very happy. Also, Flagler College has their Science Week. So if you want to go to Flagler College website, flagler.edu, look at /Science Week. You can find out about all of their events. There's a bunch of stuff that goes on this week, so they would love to have
they
you
have
attend
great
that.
Programs there.
And our friends at Task Force Hydro One, you always mispronounce that.
I do.
They have their second annual Grand Luau at the Mark Lance Armory, May 11th, 5 to 8 p.m. Catered Hawaiian food, DJ music, hula dancers, silent auction, and a raffle.
They don't usually ask the women to jump up from the crowd, but they definitely ask the men.
I'm in.
I'm excited.
Lost so much weight, no one will see me. Derby Day, the charity gala hosted by the Marsh Creek Women's Association, Saturday, May 4th. So if you want to go to that, reach out to the Marsh Creek Women's Association. And according to Jackie Hurd's calendar of the year, Earth Day is today. But
that's
it's also somebody's birthday.
It is someone's birthday.
Whose birthday is today?
It's Vladimir Lenin's birthday.
I would have nothing to do with Earth Day in any way, shape, or form.
It's not a coincidence that they fall on the same day. That was intentional, according to the one who wanted Earth Day to be a thing.
Was Marx's birthday taken? Was there already something else? Was it like National Starvation Day on Marx's birthday? I'm just curious.
Maybe the cabbage festival's on Marx's
I think some
birthday.
Of his kids did starve to death.
He was not a good dude.
So I vote in all the elections, and I get all of these mailers. And usually a couple of weeks before early voting, you can pretty much count on several mailers a day. This guy's bad. This guy's good. This guy's bad. Might be the same guy.
Yeah.
Tom Leak has been getting hit with, I think he's already had 4 negative mailers come out against him. So I got a positive mailer on him the other day. So here's a guy that in one light is being cast as this horrible person, and in the other light, all 4. County sheriffs have endorsed him in the Senate district that he's running for.
Including our sheriff?
Including our own Robert Hardwick. Mm-hmm. Robbie, who was just here a week and a half ago.
Yes, he was.
He did a great job, too.
Mm-hmm.
He really, really was good. So,
So, I have found out when Karl Marx's birthday is.
When is Karl Marx's birthday? Please tell me it's not July 4th.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
All right, so.
April 1st?
It is.
No way.
It's May 5th.
May 5th.
It's May 5th, which Cinco de Mayo became a holiday because of capitalism. It's a worldwide holiday because of capitalism. So Corona Beer Company needed a St. Patrick's Day. So they went to their marketing team.
They were a little bit jealous
Guinness and St. Patrick's Day sales.
And
so they were like, we need something in May. May is a really low month for us.
Mm-hmm.
So they scoured Mexican Days of Remembrance. And there is a province within a state. I don't even think it's a full state. Troy's here. He's going to fact check me on this.
Yes, he will. So it's probably the Bollocks show that week.
It's this tiny little like day of remembrance on a battle in a province in Mexico. And they were like, that's our day. That's when we are going to have amazing sales, just like Guinness was St. Patrick's Day. And so they start marketing to the United States. Cinco de Mayo, celebrate with Corona. And so Americans start traveling to Mexico because you want to celebrate where the people are celebrating, right?
Yes.
And Mexicans are like, what are you talking about? Unless you go to the right part of Mexico, they had no idea. So in Cancun and in other very Americanized tourist spots in Mexico, they started celebrating Cinco de Mayo because tourism became such a big deal it's fully capitalist. Like, this is just a cash grab from a corporation who had low sales in May. And that is Karl Marx's birthday.
And do you know what Americans, you know what Americans said when they floated, oh, we have a holiday on May the 5th. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the purpose of the holiday? Well, you get to drink Corona beer.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in. They didn't even ask where it was. They didn't ask who won the battle. We get to drink beer. Mm-hmm. We're all in. That was how that went. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was a tough sale.
Yeah. Everybody was over their hangover from St. Patrick's Day by the time we got to early May. So we get tacos and we get beer. Cool. Mm-hmm. We're down. Cinco de Mayo.
Leo, I had good things to say to you about someone today. Hopefully they reach out and touch base with you guys.
Nice.
Because they're looking to partner with people who are helping vets. So. Yeah. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys on May 11th.
That will be awesome.
That's going to be
Allegedly, I have tickets.
No, you do. I bought them. I will bring them to you.
All right.
I will bring them to you because you probably will be there before I am there.
Yeah.
It's more than likely that you will arrive before me. Only because you're coming from a different direction. I'm coming from the island, and Lord only knows what
you're
the traffic
is. Way closer, though.
As I said, I'm coming from the island. I got to let you know, I went to a friend's Saturday night in Comanche Cove, and we were going to pick something up on the way there. We said, well, we'll just run into the Publix on Volano, and we'll pick up a veggie plate, veggie tray.
That didn't go well.
Went perfect picking it up.
Okay.
That was not the problem.
All right.
Exiting the Publix parking lot was like trying to get out of the downtown on the 4th of July. It was so bad. The line to go west off the island was backed up all the way up A1A north coming south. The line trying to get out of the Publix parking lot was so many cars deep.
Yeah.
It was just, and you had to let somebody that was in the main road had to let you take a left turn out of the Publix lot. Once you got past the Publix lot, it was a four-way stop, and then you were at the traffic light, and it wasn't bad. But it was bad getting out of there. And every time the light changes, it's like only like three cars moved. It was about a good 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. And I was like, I can't believe that in all the rants from like Pete Melfi, I haven't heard about the traffic on Volano around the Publix. And I've been over there during the day a bunch of times.
Yeah.
In and out. Boom. No problem. But
it's
man.
Funny you mentioned that area and 4th of July in the same breath, because our first 4th of July as parents, we're like, oh, we'll go to Volano. It'll be easier to get out than going to downtown St. Augustine. We'll be able to see them from the back side of the fireworks, right? So we think that we've parked well, but that's a maze there.
Yes.
And if you're in the wrong spot, you're there forever. And so it's my husband, my mom, and my baby and myself, and we're on the pier. Fireworks are great. I mean, people are a little rowdy and cussy, but, you know, whatevs. And so then we get to the car. Everything's closed, so there's nowhere to go to the bathroom at that point other than just, like, dropping trow and peeing in the marsh. And Isabella was a baby that hated being in the car.
And you were in the car.
And we were in the back of a line of everyone trying to leave that pier. And we were there for 2.5 hours.
So
my mom had to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star on repeat without a break to keep her from crying.
How's therapy going?
my mom very much had to pee. And she was also singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
So
she's the MVP.
We were at Comanche one time at some friends. We watched the fireworks. Yes. We had two little kids. The second the fireworks were over, I had the kids in the car and we were out. We went down May Street and then we went north.
Yeah.
And then I went out 16 to Masters Drive, and then went Masters to South Dixie to Moultrie.
A big old loop around.
Around 312. I was home before most of the people at the bridge had gotten back to their cars. I was like, this is awesome, but I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
One light, one more light, or one person stopped along the way, and I never would have made it home.
We had a hookup for a long time. We would watch the fireworks for 4th of July at Mellow Mushroom, and we had that down to a science.
Yes.
I would come. My mom would follow me. I would leave the largest car that we had right across the street, pointed towards the 312 bridge, in front of Mellow Mushroom so that we could just get in the car and drive out before everybody. We would go and watch it from the roof of Mellow Mushroom. In later years, we have done the Bridge of Lions. And then we haul to the car. And as long as you're on A1A and you're not on those back streets and you're going at 312, then we can get home pretty quick.
Yep.
But we had it down to we could get home in 20 minutes or less. From the fireworks.
And it's the
surgical precision.
The fireworks are amazing. Yes. They're just really, they're really worth it.
Yes. I love the fireworks. Leo said that they're doing a paddle out in honor of Eiffel this Saturday at the walkovers at 9 a.m. And then they're going to celebrate Task Force Hydra One's third anniversary potluck at 11 a.m. after.
I have got to be in Bostwick. I promised my significant other we would go to the Blueberry Festival.
Yes.
We are going. I am taking Darcy there. That means all of you guys that are my friends that are surfers, plan on Saturday morning being epic.
Yes.
Unexpectedly epic.
Yes.
It'll be awesome. Sunday morning will be flat. also, Barbara Jean, the Cobblestone Publix I can't go to, Pete Melfi told me not to go there. It's dangerous because people run out in front of you.
What?
He had a whole post about, has anybody not noticed that everyone just walks right out in front of the traffic at the Publix in Cobblestone?
Yeah, it's that big crosswalk in front of Publix.
It's huge.
And if you step out, then you have to stop. That's the law.
Yep.
And so you're stuck there forever. So you just have to be very careful with how you leave so you don't do that.
Also, the rumor on the street is the Publix on the island is closing in January.
That's what I heard.
Not to till we reopen a year later.
Okay,
it'll take about a year to rebuild it. They're going to close it. They're going to tear it down and build a brand new one.
All right.
Well, it was built in the 1980s.
Really? They need to like fully tear it down?
Apparently so, yes.
They don't build them like they used
to, folks. They don't build them like they used to. Well, that store, another rumor I heard is it is in the top 10. Like Easter weekend, there's 1,300 Publix grocery stores. It is in the top 10. Easter weekend.
Wow.
In the top 10 in sales. Yes.
That's wild.
That is amazing.
That's crazy.
So apparently when they tear it down and they build it back, they'll probably make even more bank.
Yeah.
Publix is great.
Is it going to be one of those two-story super fancy ones with the like dining room?
No, that'll be when I turn about 80, they'll do that again.
And there's two Publix around Mirabella area, World Golf Village. And one, I feel comfortable walking in. And the other one, I feel like I'm too low a tax bracket to walk into that Publix.
Oh, no, I would charge into that one. I would wear worst clothes ever just to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, people get real uncomfortable.
Yes.
I definitely look like staff when I walk into that
Publix. I would 100% just to see the looks.
I do not look like
just
I fit in.
To see the looks.
It's very weird. We've had like homeschool meetups there where we're doing orientations and things, and it's a nice quiet little seating area upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place for it, but I definitely feel out of place.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we are at the 904 Now studios.
Yes.
And there were police in the parking lot today.
Not because of me.
Pete Melfi was not involved and he was not here reporting. I did take a picture of, I think it was three police cars and a suspect.
There was one still here when I got
there. Yeah, there's one still here right at the car. And I took a picture. I sent it to Pete. I said, yeah, why does this happen when you're not in the building? Yeah.
Where are you at, bro?
Where are you at? And then I told him, you're just lucky that they didn't park next to the 904 Now van because I so would have put that out all over social media.
That's great.
So now that we hope that everybody's okay and that everybody's fine. So, yes.
Yes.
Yep, we don't need any
more. Don't break the law.
Don't break the law.
Especially across the street from the jail. Yes. It's very convenient.
Correct. speaking of breaking the law, have you watched any of the protests? I have not watched much of the protests at the Ivy League schools.
No, I've heard about it, but like rich, privileged people whining just doesn't appeal to me. I don't care.
These are the same people that want their student loan debt forgiven.
Yeah.
Shutting down a college and wanting harm to come to a religious group.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
I don't like it.
I don't know what's going to happen to enrollment at Ivy League schools, but I can see it plummeting because people are going, I'm just not going to that garbage. It costs that much. I want to get an education without all the rest. It has been.
That's been happening since at least, I would say 2012, 2015.
I think it's been longer than that. It's just more apparent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just more apparent.
There was that journalism professor that got angry that someone was journalisming in her presence and called for Muscle to come over.
Oh, no, that was in Iowa. That was in Iowa. Yeah,
that was at a university.
It was, but it's not an Ivy League university.
Oh, I don't care.
Iowa could never be confused with an Ivy League university.
Why not? It's heaven? No, it's Iowa.
It's Iowa.
Field of Dreams told me
it was heaven. I get that. But yes, it was. It was at Iowa. It's always interesting the people that should be supporting free speech are the ones that want to restrict free speech. Mm-hmm. Did you guys not understand? Did you not read the First Amendment? Did you just skip that one and just like go to whatever you wanted to?
Well, you know. Amanda, don't you like Fox? Isn't that rich white people complaining? Yeah, I mean, sure. That's what it sounds like. If you're at an Ivy League college, then what is that? Minimum tuition is, what, 40 G's a year? Minimum?
Try closer to probably 80.
A year?
Yeah.
Good gracious.
Yeah, some of those schools are well, they're up there because if you're Harvard, you can't have Yale charging more than you charge a year. Well, because you have to be more prestigious. And God forbid Stanford gets in there somewhere close to you. So, they keep that. Supposedly, Robert Kraft has withdrawn his support for the school.
If I don't understand how these schools are still getting all of these donations from alumni.
Well, you have to understand, Harvard, someone did the study. They could take the interest, interest off the endowments that they have and run the school for probably 50 years without collecting a dime. Not one dime of tuition from one student.
Dude.
That's how big the endowment is. It's.
But if they drop their price, then that would be a knock to their prestige.
I had a great plan. I thought that
we had a great
plan. That we should redistribute some of the endowment funds that the Ivy League has to the historic black colleges.
Yes.
Obviously, they got them through ill-gotten gain. And obviously they did it at the expense of the historic black colleges.
According to their own ideology.
And so that money should be redistributed. And if you're on scholarship at an Ivy League school, you should be forced to take the scholarship that's available at a historic black school while they get your scholarship money. And if they end up with more money, that's just fairness.
Yeah.
That I really think that should apply to colleges.
Absolutely.
And it would be awesome.
Yeah.
What a great experiment.
Y'all first.
What a great experiment that would be.
What are they? Reparations that your students keep calling for?
What?
Y'all first.
Great.
Do it.
What a great way to go. Yes.
Lead by example. Show us why it works and how it works.
So speaking of people who got caught up in protesting. Uh-oh. Yes. Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Got kicked out of school.
Shocker.
She goes to Barnard College.
Oh, yeah?
And she was protesting.
Is that an Ivy eating school?
Sudden lack of access to her $90,000 per year school dorm. Did they really pay Congress people that much money? I didn't think they made like $120,000 a year. So that's a lot of money going to one kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Omar's daughter got kicked out of her dorm?
Yes, for protesting.
All right.
She was protesting.
If it's not the consequences of my own actions.
I know.
You're homeless and hungry now. Congratulations.
I don't really think you're homeless and hungry.
Well, if you get kicked out of your home and you no longer can eat.
Believe me, someone at CNN will continue to buy her food and put her up so she will be.
Where is Barnard College?
I do not know the answer to that.
Because
it's got to be in Boston or New York or somewhere like that.
In the state of New York, when I was a college student there, it was law that if you lived, says New York Police Department, so it's in New York. It was against the law to live on campus without a meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
So is the college breaking the law? I mean, they forced me to buy a meal plan. I had a doctor's note to exempt me from the meal plan.
Yeah. At Florida Southern, if you were on campus, you had to buy the meal plan.
You had to have a doctor's note to exempt you.
You had to buy the meal plan. Breakfast was not bad. Lunch sometimes was amazing. They had a fried chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat like four of those.
Yeah.
And usually you ate three and then you carried one back to the dorm room just in case dinner wasn't good. Dinner was usually pretty good, although one night they had liver. I did not read that it was liver.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a chopped steak or something. It's the one and only time that I have eaten liver in my lifetime. But on Saturday night... they had steak night. And do you know why they did it on Saturday night?
Why?
Because most of the students left for the weekend.
So they didn't have to buy as much?
Yeah, they buy like, but it was really good. They had baked potatoes and they had steak, and that was the best. If you were there for the weekend, you had at least one good meal.
Our cereal was stale. Mm-hmm. Our salad bar frequently had bugs in it, and we were legally required to pay for it. It was terrible.
Ours was nothing like that. And they had great chocolate milk.
And this was the Hamptons.
All day long.
I was in the Hamptons, people, and this food was rotten.
Nasty. Did you have all day long chocolate milk?
Of course, everybody does.
I love that. That was awesome.
We've already talked about how the government is forced to buy all this milk.
I love that. It was awesome. It was chocolate milk. Yeah, and then occasionally they would do chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to, there was like a test. How many little trays, saucers, could you carry? And people began just dumping them on. Like the stack of cookies was this tall and the stack of trays underneath it. It was like, it looked like some magic trick. People walking back to the tables in the cafeteria.
This sounds like the new dad Cheerio challenge that went viral a couple years ago. Did you ever hear about that?
I try to stay out of challenges that dads do.
Dads with their newborn
usually pretty
babies.
Embarrassing.
Stacking Cheerios on their sleeping baby to see how tall they could get it. How tall they could get the Cheerio stack. That's what that sounds like.
I would have gotten in trouble. Darcy would have come in. What are you doing?
He would have jumped in Cheerios everywhere.
Cheerios everywhere. You're cleaning that up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. So Ilhan and Omar's daughter whining about she's homeless and hungry. Well, you know what? I would be more than happy to donate to a plane trip back to Somalia where there's plenty of food and plenty of homes. Oh, wait. You guys left there because you didn't have that there. And we welcomed you into the United States. And now you're complaining about it. In the dictionary under ungrateful, that's where that family's picture should be.
I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Ilhan Omar, she said some things, yo. She has said some things.
Some things happened. I believe that was one of her comments. Some things happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her daughter protests, gets arrested, gets kicked out of college. Some things happen.
Some things happen.
I mean, she's homeless and hungry.
Things happen.
I'm sure her mother will take her in.
Yeah. The Trump trial started today. Great. Did you pay any attention while you were homeschooling your kids?
There were two trials at the same time. He was trying to go to the Supreme Court, I guess. And the New York judge was like, no, sir, you have to be in my courtroom. What is this?
Well, Donald Trump wants to be able to go to his son's graduation. Mm-hmm. And right now, they don't know if they're going to let him go or not.
Yeah.
But today, they were supposed to go till 2:00, mm-hmm. which was a little early. They decided to cap it at 12:30. One of the jurors had to go to the dentist. Not a main juror, an alternate juror. So the alternate juror can go to the dentist.
Could you imagine the root canal being the highlight of your day?
Yeah, yes. That's the way that would be. Just pull them all out and write me a note that I can't go in to the court for 2 weeks.
And also give me a note to get out of that New York college meal plan.
Just get me out of that. Get me out.
Barbara Jean says that our president should not force the U.S. public to pay for all of these protesters' college tuitions. I just don't think you should have to pay for someone else's loan against your will.
It's great how the people that got to go to college for X number of years, mm-hmm. right? Minimum 4, maybe 6, maybe 7 or 8.
Were they required by law to go to college?
No, they wanted to go. They signed up for the loan. They said, I'll pay it back.
All right.
They went and partied. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a real job, right? And I'm sure that somewhere along the line, someone worked their tail off to get through that, right? Mm-hmm. But there are people that just went, took out the loan, said, well, I'll pay for this, I'll pay for that. And now they want someone who didn't go to college, mm-hmm. who went straight from high school to working in the trades or working somewhere in the field.
Or worked their way through college.
Or worked their way through college and paid their debt mm-hmm. to pay theirs. It is the most selfish, ungrateful thing, in my opinion, you could ask for. I want you to pay for something I signed up for, I got a benefit from. If I got an art history major, that's on you. Yeah. That's not on me. I was smart enough not to be an art history major. I was a journalism major, and then I went into construction because I did the math on how long it would take me to make money as a journalist. Mm-hmm. And back then you had to write, there was no TV. When I graduated, there was barely one tube in a TV. No, it was all local TV. There was no national TV like it is now.
Yeah.
And so you had to write. If you wanted to be a journalist, you had to be print journalist. So very, very different than
what
it is.
That's a lot
now.
Of work. Especially for someone who barely speaks English.
Much less writes any of it. Gosh, think of the thing I sat in the newsroom one night and I talked to the sports reporters at Lakeland mm-hmm. Ledger and I'm like, well, how much money do you guys make? You've been doing this for like 20 years. And they were making less money than my dad's carpenters.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, not doing this job.
The prodigal son returns.
I am not doing this job. That was the night that I determined that I would find something else to do.
Yeah.
I wanted a big family and I wanted to be able to live nice. And I didn't mind working hard for it, but that was not going to get me there.
Meanwhile, I went to a stupid expensive college knowing that I was going to get, if I got hired in my field, I was going to get paid nothing. And I was like, I'll work another job.
No. See, I would have, my first conversation with the first dolphin trainer, mm-hmm. I would have been like, Mom, Dad, you were right. I need one more year of school to fix this.
You're right. I'm wrong.
You're right. I'm wrong. Yes.
I mean, but look at
you.
Trainer.
You become a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Which is roughly in the same field. I just don't get paid for it.
Yeah, you just don't get to wear a bathing suit as much, do you?
Luckily. No. Barbara Jean says the first witness for prosecution was from the National Enquirer. That seems fitting.
Wow. Gosh.
Classy.
The National Enquirer. Oh, how the New York Times has fallen. They didn't even call someone from the Times or the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Any of the Chicago, the LA Times, Chicago mm-hmm. Sun, none of those got called.
What do they call them on?
The Des Moines Register. Nobody got called.
The Deseret News.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, actually, the National Enquirer is known as the Hot Sheets.
The Hot Sheets from MIB. From
Men in Black. Yep. The Hot Sheets.
What did Rush always call the Atlanta paper?
The urinal.
The urinal.
Constitution.
Nice.
The Atlanta urinal and Constitution. Yes. Nice. That's what he called it.
Oh, Rush and the nicknames.
Trump is friends with the National. Of course he is, Troy. That's how he planted all of those stories about you.
I thought Trump was friends with the New York Post guys.
He's friends with a lot of.
Well, I mean,
he was
all
friends
New York,
with media people because if he fed them stories, it gave him something easy to write about. Sure. And he usually got a headline and he likes his headlines, mm-hmm. whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. It's a headline with his name in it. And it seemed to have done well for him. It got him elected president.
It did.
It's kept him in the news his entire life.
He knows how to work the media.
Yes.
And for better or worse, he knows how to work the media.
For better or worse, he knows yep. how to work the media.
Yes.
Yep.
Lots of hot stories for him. National Enquirer, I mean, he probably has his own stories.
He probably had, I think at one point he was leaking stories mm-hmm. to a reporter and she said, I knew it was his voice.
Yeah.
But he claimed to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. And they were stories about Trump that were favorable stories about Trump that he was trying to get into the
news.
Very
large hands.
Yes.
The largest hands yes. of anyone I've ever seen.
I don't know if anybody's told you. The hands are huge. They're amazingly large. They're the biggest hands. No, this is not Donald. I'm not Donald. I'm talking about Donald. Yes.
That is a masterclass in the bad breaker-upper with the, like, totally random insults.
Yep.
It's masterclass.
Bobby's here. We have to start all over from the beginning. Get the ad reads out.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby.
Be here on time, man.
What is it? Is it the shrimp season again?
Come on, man.
You like the shrimp games?
The shrimp games are, but if Bobby would already be leaving to go to the shrimp game. So the fact that he's here, he just got here late today. Mm. There is a new Joe Biden commercial out where an auto worker says that he's met the president and he's the sharpest person he's ever met.
Oh, that does not speak highly to the people you've met, sir.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
the people had all kinds of images of like butter knives. A knife made out of Play-Doh,
a fork, a
spoon. So I was like, this guy just made everybody's day. Here
Robin
we go.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I'll carve your heart out with a spoon.
Yes. Let's see what we can throw out there to make that work. Yeah, it was very, the internet had fun with it.
That's the internet does what the internet does.
The internet does. It was just really, really the sharpest.
Do your worst,
I mean, you can
friend.
Call him a lot of things.
Yeah,
sharpest person you've ever met? I'm sorry, no. No. Mm-mm.
All right. It's opposite day.
It is opposite. Yeah. It's like, what?
Well, I mean.
And then talking about all the things he's fixed, which led to a whole nother stream of consciousness from people.
Multiple German shepherds, but then they just keep biting people.
I don't think he ever had them fixed. I think that's why they're so aggressive.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't look that closely in the videos.
No. Did teach his son to become an amazing painter, though. You got to give him credit for that.
That was very hands-on.
Yes.
Hands-on education there.
Yes, I believe so. All right, we do have...
We got
5 questions.
Plus or minus one.
Plus or minus one. We're going to need some help
from you guys. Yes, we need you in the comments.
We're going to need some help. Favorite Disney character?
Favorite Disney character? Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite Disney princess was Ariel, which is kind of obvious. But we were just saying one of the best characters in Disney movies... Mm-hmm. That I think it was Mushu from Mulan, the little tiny dragon. Eddie Murphy voiced him.
Yes.
One of the best lines of any Disney movie is when he's mad and screams, "Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow," and he marches off. I love Mushu. Genie is also good. Yes. Genie from Aladdin is an excellent Disney character.
Genie from Aladdin.
Troy says Donald Duck.
I would think I was going with like the Apple Dumpling Gang.
The Apple Dumpling.
Yeah,
it's a deep pull.
I know. The other one I really liked was Kurt Russell in the World's Strongest Man. I can't say the one I really like. It's the movie they don't let you show anymore, and I cannot say the name or I'll get in deep trouble.
A bunny rabbit.
Little
Peter
Southern
Cottontail.
Southern bunny. Yes, I would get in so much trouble.
You can't find that movie anywhere.
I have it. Might be dubbed in Japanese, but I have it.
I don't know if
but
I've ever
have
seen it.
It. It's on VHS.
Yeah.
I think I still have a VHS player at the house.
We have a converter where we could turn it to DVD.
Okay. I'll bring it to you.
All right.
Yes, and then we can both have a copy of it.
Have a viewing party.
Yes. There is a song in it, Troy. You're right. Just like all the other good Disney movies, it has a great song.
Yeah, so I agree with Barbara Jean. Genie from Aladdin, but only the Robin Williams genie. And I would have to say only the first Aladdin movie, because they made like 4 of them before they went live action.
Wasn't Will Smith one
Will
of the genies?
Will Smith was genie in the live action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he hit
tragic.
Anybody?
It's tragic. Just tragic. Yes.
There are so many jokes right there.
Poor Will Smith.
Whose wishes was he granting? Yeah, there's just so much right
Not
there.
Not his wish.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the problem. He's granting other people's wishes and never his own.
Oh, man.
Poor Will Smith. I know. Tragic.
All right, so we said favorite Disney character. Second question. Yeah. I was going to do them the other order, but it just made more sense this way. Sure. Most destructive force on the planet. You're allowed to say Disney if you want to. Most destructive force on the planet.
Okay, well, the first answer that pops in my head is not a popular one. BMS.
I'm not going to argue with you because I don't know where you are.
Rude.
I don't know what your mental mindset
my serious
is.
The answer is the water molecule. The water molecule is absolutely destructive.
Yeah.
And it is a pernicious little beast. But PMS is absolutely destructive and dangerous.
I'm going with liberals. They're the most destructive force. They cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
No, it's actually, I agree with you. Water is...
Water molecules. Water is devastating.
It's just, you look at what damage water can do
and
the force that it hits things with.
Keely says tsunami. It's the water molecule.
Water molecule,
exponential.
Yes. I don't think Bashful and the real 7 dwarfs are the most destructive force on the planet, Bobby. I'm a little confused by that.
A man that blushes whenever a woman looks at him.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the most destructive force, Bobby.
It could be.
You might have been answering the other question.
Barbara Jean says China. That's also going to get us canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know what she means by that.
I don't know either. I think she meant China.
Mushu from Milan.
That's what she was going for. Work with us, people.
We can't get canceled on a Monday.
All right. So
not on Vladimir Lenin's birthday.
Amanda wants to know when you're working from home. Mm-hmm. Where is your workspace at the house?
If you've got to be productive, you've got tasks you have to complete.
Where do you work at? So I drive Darcy crazy. We have a den. There's a desk in the den. We split the desk in this. Great when we're sitting there and just having a conversation or going over small things. But if I got to pay bills or I got work I got to get done, I have stuff spread out on the dining room table. I got my computer on the island in the kitchen. I got files all over that island.
You're the whole house guy?
I'm the whole house guy. And then she looks at me and says, you know, people are coming over for dinner in 20 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I got this. It'll all be cleaned up. It'll be good.
And then it comes into a giant pile and gets thrown into the den.
No, no, it all gets organized. And I got to bring it back out Sunday morning when she's asleep so I can finish doing all the work that I didn't get done. But I like to have a nice workspace where I can spread out. I usually am working on more than one thing at a time.
Yeah. Well, it was our dining room table. Because again, it's a big table. There's lots of light in there, so it's easy to be productive. But then my son got into Warhammer, and then my husband got into Warhammer 40K, and that became ground zero for Warhammer 40K assembly and painting and gaming.
Warhammer is like making.
Yes. You have to.
It's like Legos.
Cut the pieces out of the sprue. And then you have to assemble your little figurine, and you've got lots of options, lots of weapons you can do, lots of armor options. And then you paint it to work with your army's color scheme. And yeah, and then it's a whole tabletop game with scenes and terrain and the whole deal. It's huge. And then my kids got into crafts. And so that table has been completely taken over.
You have lost the dining room table.
So the table in the kitchen where we eat is, it's huge. It's way too big for the space. And so it's the right side of that table.
Okay.
Has become my ground zero, which I'm going to start cleaning up because I'm almost done with homeschool. Almost done with homeschool community. So all that stuff's going to get put away soon.
You're not almost done. You're just almost done this year.
Yes, with the school year.
It will be back.
Yes.
It will be back.
Yes. All right. Kiwi has a weird room. Has a window, another purpose, makeshift pantry art. That sounds great. I love it.
I like the party supply storage.
Yeah.
So how many kegs do you have in there, Kiwi?
Kegerator.
All right. Number four.
Yes.
If you could pick any theme song. Mm-hmm. For Joe Biden's presidency, what theme song would you pick?
It's the final countdown.
I was going with Burn, Burn, Baby, Burn. I mean, there's so many great songs.
Another One Bites the Dust also popped into my head, but I don't want to put that out.
The Bee Gees, Tragedy. The Bee Gees Tragedy comes up.
If he gets reelected, then we're all in Hotel California. Yes. So I'm going to go with that one.
Yes. You guys have a lot to work here. There's a lot of great songs.
So many puns.
You guys need to just start throwing these in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Theme song. Yeah. Keely and I gave the same answer.
Yep. Bohemian Rhapsody. Not really. No. Not that one.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I would think that... gosh, I'm trying to, there's all kinds of, you could go country.
Country?
Waylon Jennings, Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. there's so much.
It's really descriptive.
To work here.
Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye. Here's hoping from your lips to God's ears.
Bobby, please sing that song the day after the election's over. Please be singing that
I
song.
I hope that's the song that we're singing when the president is announced.
No, there's just so many good songs that you could just go, that's
yes.
it.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And he's a Democrat, so he would get the rights. Just has to ask for him.
Yeah, that's all he's got to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know, he might not get Waylon Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why.
I don't think he's going to get that
no?
one. No. Barbara Jean says Bobby wins. It's actually a really good song. Good one. The Beatles could use a little bit of money. It's been slow lately.
Yeah. If anyone needs
they haven't had a hit in years. Somebody help them out.
Well, the sons of the Beatles have gotten together and they've released a song. Julian Lennon and Paul McCartney's son. I don't know what his first name is. They just released a song.
Yeah.
I think it's a remix Beatles song.
Of course, because why would you write your own when you can sing
your
dad's?
You got the right last name. Instant hit.
Why work hard when it's just right there in front of you?
Well, Julian Lennon came out with his own.
He had his own album in the 80s. A couple of the songs were really pretty good.
I remember him on MTV.
But I never saw him again.
No.
It was like one album and he's like, this is, no.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what happened to him. Like I said, the one album I thought was pretty good.
Wow.
At least two songs off of it, which is all you had to have in the 80s was an album with two songs. Now, some of these artists will throw some great stuff on an album. Mm-hmm. There'll be like 8 or 9 really good songs on an album. Yeah. Those are my favorite ones.
Are you hinting at a conversation we're going to have tomorrow with Davey?
We might. Yes, we actually are going to. For those of you who are dying to know what Taylor Swift's album is like, 24 hours from now, you will know more than you need to know.
Davey already published his thoughts on Facebook, so we can get it straight from the horse's mouth.
He had enough time to type War and Peace? Because that's about how long it was.
It was not short, but it was a very thorough review.
I am sure that it was. Davey, we want the Reader's Digest version when you get here tomorrow. It was great. It was good. It was amazing. It was the greatest albums ever. Oh, my gosh, I'm out of breath. That's fine. That's all we need. We know you're not going to go, it was horrible, it was the worst album ever released.
I've been hearing the songs. I've been hearing the backstories behind the songs. So I might have to bring in my own Taylor Swift
expert. I need you to bring in a Taylor Swift expert to debunk the bad things that Davey is going to say tomorrow.
That is not going to be what's going to happen.
Those two are going to be in love, and you and I are going to just sit down and just have a cup of coffee and just put our feet up and not have to do a thing on tomorrow's show.
We'll just have our two guests here, and we'll sit on the edges just chilling.
Yes.
Passing notes
back and forth. You guys have at it. You guys take care of Taylor Swift. We're good.
Yeah.
We'll text each other what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that should be a really fun show.
Yeah, it will be.
Davey will be fired up.
Uh-huh. Be excited.
Yes. And I actually, my daughter loves Taylor Swift and had sent information to Darcy. So Darcy gave me that intel. So I at least would have some knowledge of one or two of the songs.
All right.
So I have not listened to one. Oh, don't plan on listening to any of them, but I will
listen to a few.
Yes.
Because my daughter, she had to show me.
The perfect dissertation on her new album.
Yes. It's his master thesis.
Dr. Davey. Mm-hmm. Dr. Davey, tomorrow we'll be in here to talk about music.
Yes.
Yeah, we could call, he's a music major, Dr. Davey. We'll figure out. We'll come up with
we'll
something.
We'll come up with something.
We'll figure that for Davey tomorrow. All right. If your, what is this? Something your name. I'm trying to remember.
Your vehicle is named.
Oh, did you name your car?
Did you name your car? Do you name your car, people? And if you do, what is your vehicle's name? What is your current vehicle's name? So I didn't name a vehicle until the one I currently have.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Vanessa.
Okay.
I'm living the minivan life.
Vanessa the minivan.
Uh-huh. Yes. So I have Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's like D-O-G. Did Pete help you with that?
No. So I didn't name it when I first got it. And then we went on a road trip. Well, we flew to Arizona and we rented a big passenger van, a big passenger van. So it was 3 generations of the family.
Yeah.
4 generations of the family taking a road trip in Arizona. And so we affectionately named our cargo van Frank the Tank. And so the kids were sad. And I was like, Vanessa's going to get us home. And so that's how Vanessa came to be.
Frank the Tank.
Because my kids were missing Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. That was one of Darcy's college boyfriends.
Yeah.
Yep, Frank
it was
the
also
Tank. He had a really nice guy, though. He had a really nice guy.
And so we would chant for Frank the Tank to make it up the hill.
Yep.
Sometimes we weren't sure he was going to.
The boat is hats off. Of all the articles of clothing that Troy would have in front of off, that's the last one I thought that would be there. I got to tell you.
Of the words.
Of all the things that Troy, yep.
Yes.
I just usually refer to the truck or the Jeep in just a female.
Just pronouns. Her,
yeah, just her.
Yeah.
Come on, girl. I just stuff like that.
All right.
Don't let me down, baby. Come on. So, right. Stuff like that. All right. If you were going to sail around the world and you had a boat, what would you name the boat? This is naming day.
It is naming day.
It is naming day today. So what would you name your boat?
M-I-S-S, Miss Adventure.
Okay.
That would be my boat that I would sail.
Miss Adventure. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Troy's back to hats off. He's not getting rid of hats off.
The boat is hats off.
You know, I there was one that a contractor had. I would be stealing his name, but it was called the change order.
That's how you pay for your boat.
Which I thought, I looked at the back of it, and I thought, that's really funny. That's very ironic and very funny. And yeah, so that's kind of one.
So I thought of that question because there was a resort, a beachside resort, who had a boat built into the side of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a sinking boat into the pool, and the boat's name was misplaced. And that was the set of stairs to get into the pool where
misplaced.
Walking off of the boat. So that's why I thought of the question.
Yeah.
Misplaced.
Mm-hmm. Misadventure.
Misadventure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ahoy, drifters.
Nice. You're too funny.
I like that.
See y'all later.
It's good, Bobby.
So I did just finish speaking of boats, The Wager. It's a book. The author's written, I think, The Blood Moon.
Okay.
The Lost City of Z. Mm-hmm. Wrote a couple other books, but it was a story of...
The Lost City of Z is very intense.
This book is very intense.
Jenny. Nice.
Jenny, of course.
Forrest Gump's gonna beat you up.
Yes, Forrest Gump's coming for you. Jenny 1, 2, 3, or 4. You got to be specific, right?
It's going to be Jenny 69. We all know that.
Oh, you helped him out. You got him across 100%. The finish line with that. No, it's a story of a British fleet that is sent to go capture a Spanish treasure ship, galleon. And they have to sail around the Cape of...
Good Hope.
Cape Horn.
Cape Horn, all right.
Yes. And Pizarro is chasing them.
Uh-huh.
The Spanish have found out what they're trying to do. And Pizarro tries to... go around South America at the same time that the British fleet is. Mm-hmm. They never run into each other, but Pizarro's fleet was forced back into the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
The British fleet, some made it into the Pacific. Only one ship made it all the way to China, but one ship was shipwrecked off the coast of Chile.
Okay.
In the southern latitudes where it's cold all the time. Mm-hmm. And they had a mutiny. They had all this crazy stuff going on. They were on this island for 6 months. The ship that sank kind of got wedged between some rocks. So they're able to go salvage a lot of the stuff out of the ship over time. They had local tribesmen come and help them for a little bit, but then they kind of got a little weird with the tribesmen and they were kind of chasing the tribesmen women. So the tribesmen took off in the middle of the night. Not a good thing to do. So one group decides they're going through the Straits of Magellan up to Rio de Janeiro. They made it.
Wow.
In an open boat. They started out with like 40 people in the boat. I think they ended up with like 12. They actually
Those waters are not calm.
No, they actually lost 10 people because they went ashore to find food and water. They broke the rudder and they couldn't get to them. And then another group sailed a smaller boat because they were arguing over which way to go. North up the coast of Chile and couldn't get around this one point.
Yeah.
Went back to the island. The natives came and helped them. And then they took them and they get to this point that they couldn't get around. They tried like 4 times to get around it. Could not get around it because of the wind and the waves and the current. The Indians got out, broke down their canoes and carried them over land and then put on the other side. It's like, dude, no one goes around that corner. That's Dead Man's Corner. No one goes there, right? No, they just, but it's really cool what they went through. And if you read the books, you're like, man, life on land must have been absolutely horrid and terrible for me to think it's better and safer to be in that boat than it was on land.
How bad was not having indoor plumbing in ancient Europe?
Yeah. You're like, sure.
You get on that boat.
I'd like to just hang off the side of a ship in a storm.
Yeah.
And this was the worst time. I mean, it was horrible what they went through trying to get around. They lost ships. But the commander who did make it to China did eventually capture the Spanish galleon.
All right.
His cut in today's dollars would have been $20 million.
Dude, that's a lot of money, man.
$20 million bucks.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
the British crown, the total take was about...
That's enough for me to get misadventure.
Yes, it is enough for you to get misadventure.
And not reenact this entire scene. Yes,
that is correct.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anything else for this evening?
I survived 30 weeks of homeschool community. Yay!
How many more weeks you got to go?
So we have one more competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one more sort of administrative project. The kids turned in all of their short stories.
Yep.
And so what I am doing is having them published so they get the collection mm-hmm. of all the classes' short stories as a book. So cool. I'm working on that project right now. So once those two things are done, then I am done with homeschool community for the 2023-2024 school year, and I'm very excited.
Awesome.
And then I just have to finish up my kids' school. And then we're summer break. We're so close, y'all. I'm so close.
I'm going to pick the honor mention. Prince.
Today the day that we lost him?
Oh, that's a very sad day.
All right.
Yep.
Moment of silence for Purple Rain.
Barbara Jean, I have to tell you. So you know where
that's
I stand.
Not a moment of silence.
No, it is a moment. But you have to understand, when Prince came out with his songs in 84, right, mm-hmm. Purple Rain and all that stuff. It was the same time that Bruce Springsteen was out and Born in the USA. I was not a Prince fan.
Oh,
I was not. Barbara Jean, though, I have been enlightened by the
heart on Prince's
stupid comments by Bruce Springsteen over the years.
Yeah,
I love Prince. I don't even really care what his political affiliation was. I didn't have to hear him pop off, and so I was just really happy.
Well,
yeah. I thought that was some of Purple Rain was some of his best work.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And he was also, if you were in high school in the 80s, his little red Corvette was, once you figured out what the song was about.
I didn't know it. So I was just a little kid in the 80s singing Little Red Corvette.
Once you figured out what it was about.
What I was singing.
Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh. Yes. Keely's right. Dearly beloved.
We are gathered here today.
To get through this thing called life.
Mm-hmm. And it's Monday.
Thing. Yes. So when that shrink calls you up in Beverly Hills. Yeah, that's a great. So anyway, you guys go put on some Prince music on the way home. Barbara Jean, have fun. Tune in the morning show tomorrow. Pete, everyone will be back. Davey and Pete will have the show that's not on in the morning, that's on in the afternoon.
Morning and afternoon.
Morning and afternoon. And we'll be here tomorrow night with the Taylor Swift album review.
We're going to have a torture Tuesday Taylor Swift.
It's a
fanatics.
Taylor Swift torture Tuesday.
So get out your beads.
Yes.
Make some friendship bracelets with us.
Come listen to Davey be excited about music. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.